Britain yesterday afternoon. The Princess of Wales is back home in Windsor following abdominal surgery. The exact details of her treatment's not known, but Kensington Palace says Kate's making good progress in her recovery. She's not expected to return to official duties until after Easter. Our royal correspondent Rhiannon Mills says it's hard to say when Prince William will be back too.
I understand that he is really going to, if you like, play it by ear now that she's back home, see how much support she needs. What comes first for them as parents is the three children. So he will want to make sure that he is there to support the children as much as possible.
Downing Street says the UK shares America's assessment of a drone strike in Jordan, which killed three US troops, as being carried out by Iran-backed militant groups in Syria and Iraq. President Biden's promised to respond, though it's not clear how. Rishi Sunak's urging a de-escalation of tensions.
We absolutely condemn what has happened over the past couple of days. My thoughts are with all of those impacted, those who've lost their lives, their families, and those that are injured. We stand resolutely with our allies to bring stability and peace to the region, and that's what we'll continue to work towards.
Tehran's denied involvement. A police watchdog's looking into the death of a motorcyclist who was hit by a Range Rover that didn't stop for officers in southwest London. The rider was killed near Putney Common early this morning. The Professional Footballers Association says a lack of safety at matches is a growing concern. Six people have been arrested over crowd trouble that disrupted yesterday's FA Cup fourth round tie between West Brom and Wolves. And Britney Spears has apologised to Justin Timberlake for things she wrote in her autobiography. The singer said her ex-boyfriend urged her to have an abortion. That's the latest. I'm Fader Silver.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Many thanks, Faye. Well, brightening up for a time this afternoon with the top temperature of 14 degrees, which is going to dip to 10 degrees under increasingly cloudy skies. And that heavy cloud will persist tomorrow, resulting in the temperature rising no higher than 10. Looking further ahead, we can expect sunny intervals for the rest of the week with highs between 10 and 13 degrees.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Scott Ross.
We have ignition.
Much more music.
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Candle calls the mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Action speaks louder than words, and I'm a man of great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can play show. Let me light your candle, calls her mama. I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I gets around. Hard, hard to handle now.
light your candle coals, and mama, I'm sure all the henna now just around.
Yeah, would you believe that's the Black Crowes there and So Hard to Handle. And it's Scott Ross with Monday's edition of the 1-2-3 Show. Today I'm going to be joined once again by Mike Davis at the Radley Tower Museum, who's going to be looking at the establishment of turnpike roads, explaining what they were and how they were introduced, and sticking with transport, albeit of a very different kind. In the second hour, we're going to be reporting on the turbulence recently experienced by airline passengers on an internal flight in the USA. But before all that, I must, of course, thank the award-winning Michelle Ward and her guest, Natasha Radford, from the Chicken and Frog Bookshop for the past 3 hours of sensational radio. And all being well, Michelle will be returning from 10 o'clock tomorrow morning to do it all over again. Anyway, let's hit the road running right now with Pink.
We had life in our eyes and the world was on our side. Speeding along with no map, it was all green lights. It was just you and I. When something dies doesn't mean that it's over. We're not like them, we don't have to be cold as ice. We could be you and I. So take my hand for the last time and find my eyes with yours. I'm all out of fight. My heart will always know. I'm all out of life. I'm all out of life.
Now, pink apparently is all out of fight. We're not out of fight here, I'll tell you. Now, of course, it's a Monday, and what does that mean? It means it's the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night, which happens every Monday at the Essex Arms, 10 Wally Hill, here in Brentwood. Now, this is hosted by our very own Kev Piggott between 8 and 10 p.m. All tracks are recorded, and a selection will be played on the Sunday session show every Sunday morning from 10 o'clock. And you can get more information, of course, by going to the website, our website, that is phoenixfm.com, and just follow the links to local events, or better still, just head on down to the Essex Arms at 8 o'clock this very evening, and indeed every Monday evening between 8 and 10 p.m. for the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night. Now, new music coming up from Swedish band Pelican Rocket. This is Rock Bottom Star, which has just been taken from their forthcoming album, Low Country. Enjoy.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 9991212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
On 98FM and online at phoenixfm.com. Local radio for Brentwood and Billericay.
Now, I'm delighted once again to be joined by Mike Davis at the Radley Town Museum. And today we're going to be examining the establishment of the system of turnpike roads. First of all, welcome, Mike. Happy New Year. I think this is the first time we've seen you in 2024.
Absolutely. Thank you, Scott. It's always a pleasure to come over from Radley to Brentwood to see you. And
how kind of you to say that. Anyway, let's start with the basics. Just what were turnpike roads?
Okay, Scott. Well, put simply, they were toll roads which were designed to collect money from the users, which was to pay for the upkeep and the repairs. The name turnpike actually comes from the movable pole barrier, originally used by the toll collector before gates were installed. The poor bitterly resented having to pay to use these roads, and there were many anti-turnpike riots. And just to mention, if I can, Scott, I may mention it once or twice, that a local author, Noel Beer, has written a definitive booklet on the subject, copies of which just happen to be available in the Radley Town Museum, opened on a Wednesday, Friday and Saturday.
Oh, you got that in neatly, yes. So how and why did they come into being?
Well, if we go back to the year 1555, by an Act of Parliament, individual parishes were made responsible for the upkeep of roads within their boundaries. Parishioners were obliged to work 4 days each year, no pay, to maintain these roads in good condition. A parish surveyor was elected every year to supervise this, and the materials were obtained by raising a charge on the more prosperous parishioners, whether they used the road or not. This was fine whilst roads were used by pedestrians or riders of horses, but once heavier through traffic, such as carts, became more prominent, these caused damage. But the perpetrators were not liable for this. They could not be fixed by the ordinary measures. Should I mention here, Scott, potholes.
Yes,
they were even around in those days, let alone today's. So in 1663, the first Turnpike Act was introduced, but the number of turnpike acts increased dramatically between the years 1751 and 1772, by which time trusts covered over 11,500 miles of road in the country. The last act was passed in 1836, by which time no less than 942 Acts of Parliament had been passed, covering some 22,000 miles of road, around of the fifth of the total road network.
And just how did the Acts work in practice?
Well, indeed, the Acts authorised a trust to levy tolls, a fee, on those using the road, and that income was used to repair and improve the road. They could also purchase property to widen or divert existing roads where necessary. But it's important to note that the trusts were not-for-profit organisations, and maximum tolls were set. The turnpike was the gate which blocked the road until the toll had been paid.
So, looking locally, just how many trusts were authorised for our county here in Essex?
Yes, well, a lot of the detail can be found in the book that I've mentioned about Noel Beer, but actually there were 15 trusts established between the years 1695 and 1808. Indeed, in 1695, a Turnpike Act was introduced to cover routes between Shenfield and Harwich, and by 1750, most of the main roads out of London had been turnpiked. In 1746-1747, the Rochford Hundred branch of the Essex Turnpike Trust was formed. It was made up of 42 acting trustees, covering roads between Rayleigh and Rochford and Rayleigh to Lee via Hadley, and they met many times, normally in the local pubs, to hold their regular meetings to discuss work that needed to be done.
That sounds popular. So who was actually responsible for establishing the toll gates and the tolls themselves?
Indeed. Well, the number and positions of the toll gates were left to the trustees. They, of course, had local knowledge of the most used crossroads and thus established at strategic points as to catch the maximum number of travellers. Indeed, some toll gates proved extremely successful. For example, those established between Hadley and Rayleigh at Four Wants Way, now known better as Victoria House Corner, there was a gate, and another gate for the London Road in Hadley. These produced such an income that the Trust were able to finance the repairs without the need to borrow against future income. At Rayleigh, the King's Highway, now better known as the A129 from Wickford, passed along London Road and at the top of London Hill in Rayleigh by Holy Trinity Church, the highway divided with one route to Hockley along the Hockley Road to Rochford and the other along the High Street to Hadley and Lee.
But presumably there would have still have been people who could find a way round and use alternative routes to bypass the tolls. So was any action taken to deal with that kind of situation?
Indeed. Even in those days, Scott, people were very creative and they could avoid paying a fee or a toll or whatever it is. They would go out of their way to do so. But absolutely, indeed, some people were found to be bypassing the Hadley Gate by using Dawes Heath Road. So an additional Thundersley Gate was erected at the crossroads with Dawes Heath Road and the Hadley to Rayleigh Road near the Woodman's Arms Public House. This was known as the Thundersley Side Gate and stood a mile north of the Hadley Gate. This proved to be so successful that the original Hadley Gate was only needed to control traffic from South Benfleet and was later moved further east.
So does anything remain of the old turnpike roads in Essex? And what part did milestones play in road travel?
Indeed, milestones, one of my favourite subjects, Scott. To answer the last part of your question first, milestones clearly provided information to travellers about how far away their destination was. And indeed, we are fortunate to have many surviving examples, particularly between Rawrath and Rochford through Rayleigh. And I believe it or not, there is a Milestone Society of Great Britain, and it may not surprise you, Scott, to know that I'm actually a member of that society. Incidentally, from 1767, mileposts or milestones were compulsory at all turnpikes, not only to inform travellers of direction and distances, but to help coaches to keep schedule and for the charging and changing of horses at the coaching inns. Incidentally, the distances were also used to calculate postal charges before the uniform postal rate was introduced in 1840. Scott, can I just mention that there are a number of milestones still in the local areas, and they're really an integral and a romantic part of our roadside heritage. Almost coincidentally, I would say, on Friday when I was in the museum, a member of the public came in to me and said, "Mike, thought I'd let you know that there's a problem with a damaged milestone, number 38, on the road to Rochford, just outside a lovely significant property that most of your listeners may have heard of called the Lawns, owned originally by the Keddy family. And I went out yesterday to investigate, and it appears that a vehicle may well have clipped it because it was lying on its side. It's quite big, it's made of Portland stone, and it weighs an absolute ton. And I'm currently putting a team of four colleagues together so we can go and replace it in its rightful place."
You're going to do that yourself, along with your four colleagues?
Yes, indeed. We are very mindful of the fact that some of these milestones are Grade 2 listed structures registered with Historic England. So we have to be very careful, and we make sure we comply with the best practice as arranged through the Milestone Society to make sure that we comply with our roadside heritage, and we certainly will do that.
And more careful, I would suspect, then, than the driver who actually demolished this stone.
Indeed. I mean, it probably did more damage to the car or the vehicle than it did the milestone. There's no chips or cracks on it, but it's been there 250 years, and I hope it's there for a remaining 250 years.
Great stuff. So what have you got coming up in the museum at the moment?
Well, I was hoping you were going to ask me that, Scott, because I'm a busy chap at the moment. Because after I finished at the side of the road yesterday, I moved an original 1,000-year-old 10-foot timber, the last timber to come into the museum from Rayleigh Castle, as an integral part of our Rayleigh Castle exhibition. And, of course, you know from previous talks that Rayleigh Castle was the only castle in the county of Essex mentioned in the Domesday Survey. We have a range of exhibits and exhibitions during the year. In March, we've got a small railway exhibition. Later in March, we've got a lovely talk on Sunday, the 17th of March, by a Rochford historian, Paul Taylor, on the photographs of Edward Francis, a very well-known local chap. And it was he, in actual fact, who donated the national Rayleigh Mount to the National Trust in 1923. In the summertime, we were going to concentrate on the schools and things for the children to do. But we've got a lovely Titanic exhibition in April.
Ah, you did one of those that last year, did you not?
Indeed, but it's concentrating on the Essex connection with the Titanic, including the Rayleigh connection with the RMS Titanic. In September, we've got a very, very, very popular exhibition on for 3 days on historic maps of Essex, including many originals, 1594 strip maps, absolutely wonderful, with an exhibition of globes and atlases and books. That's going to be quite fascinating. And we finish off the year, as we always do, with our tradition in the museum. November, we commemorate Remembrance and all the wars. Right. And then in December, we lighten the load with a lovely Christmas exhibition. We've had Tudor ones, Edwardian ones, so let's see what we have this year.
Great stuff. OK, thanks for that. And what are you planning to come and talk to us about next time?
Well, I've been coming quite a while now, Scott. Thanks to you, and thanks to all your listeners. I think that one of the fascinating parts of our lovely history of our town of Rayleigh is the martyrs who were burnt at the stake in 1555 for their religious beliefs, and the history of the monument that was erected there on the 23rd of September 1908, and the whole history of the martyrs, Fox Book of Martyrs, and all the history of that. Fascinating part of our history.
Good stuff. Well, we'll look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed, Mike. In the meantime, hopefully not demolishing any milestones or anything, let's take a look and see what's happening on the highways and byways around town.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's see what we have. News is coming in all the time, of course. And here we are, the latest information, hot off the press. In Colchester, the A1124 London Road in both directions is closed. The slow traffic there due to an accident from Cymbeline Way to Villa Road. And in Chelmsford, slow moving traffic on Van Diemen's Road, the A1114 between Lady Lane and the Army and Navy roundabout. And also on Van Diemen's Road, the A1114 between Lady Lane and the Army and Navy. Well, it sounds the same to me, but anyway, they've given it as two different reports, so what do I know? Because we still have the 40-mile-an-hour speed restriction and lane closures in force on the A12 between junctions 13 and 16, that's for Ingatestone and Gallywood, whilst resurfacing work continues. And again, note that you can't join the A12 if you're heading south from Chelmsford on the 3-mile hill, the A414, but you have to follow diversions through Ingatestone. Temporary traffic signals are operating on the A129 Rayleigh Road in Hutton at Sunray Avenue, and more temporary lights are operating south of Billericay on Tyre Common Road at Wiggins Lane. And Copperfield Gardens in Brentwood is closed between Geary Drive and Sycamore Drive for water main work. Now, as far as public transport is concerned, note that there are problems likely due to delays and cancellations can be expected on both C2C and Greater Anglia, so it's a good idea to check before you travel. And as far as London Transport services are concerned, severe delays can be expected on the Central Line due to a shortage of trains, would you believe it? And we'll have a further update for you at around about 25 past 2, but at 1:30, you are fully up to speed. And here's Peter, Bjorn and John. Peter Bjorn and John there talking about the young folks, so they won't be talking about me. Just a quick reminder that you're listening to me, Scott Ross, with Monday's edition of the 1-2-3 show here on Phoenix FM, where we're keeping Radio Bath alive and local for you 24 hours a day. At 3, Joe Bailey returns on behalf of St Francis Hospice with Drive. At 6, Andy Gardner will be creeping in under the radar. And then at 8, it's the man himself, the Vixter, who'll be inviting you to turn it up. And I think I'm right in saying that we have a new show, In Your House, starting this very evening from 10 p.m. with Cameron Hughes in the chair.
Phoenix FM.
It's love time.
98 FM. Sometimes late at night, I lie awake and watch her sleeping. She's lost in peaceful dreams, so I turn out the light, lay there in the dark. And the thought crosses my mind, if I never wake in the morning, would she ever doubt the way I feel about her in my heart? If tomorrow never comes, will she know how much I love her? Did I try in every way to show her every day she's my I've lost loved ones in my life who never knew how much I loved them. Now I live with the regret that my true feelings for them never were revealed. So I made a promise to myself, each day how much he means to me, and avoid that circumstance where there's no second chance to tell her how I feel. If tomorrow never comes, will she know how much I you love just what you're thinking of if tomorrow never comes.
I don't know what I've done or if I like what I've begun, but something told me to run, and honey, you know me, it's all going on. There were sounds in my head, a little voice is whispering that I should go and this should end. was black and white, that it was wrong, or it was right. But you ain't leaving without a fight, and I think I am justice torn inside.
Song there from Missy Higgins, Where I Stood, and before that it was Ron and Keating, and If Tomorrow Never Comes. Now here's a frightening fact for you. Just before Christmas, the Brentwood Food Bank, who as you know are part of the nationwide network of food banks supported by the Trussell Trust, fed an unprecedented 177 people in just a single day. And with energy prices along with everything else on the up, they really need your urgent and continued support. And thanks to you, the food bank last year was able to support 8,925 local people. But as I say, they still need your continued support right now. They really appreciate donations of tin goods, including fruit, custard, rice pudding, meat such as casserole, stew, potatoes and fish, as well as rice and toiletries. So please keep those donations coming. Getting in touch with them is easy. Just pick up the phone and dial 01277 224528. That's a Brentwood number, 01277 224528, and you can also contact them by email at info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. Thank you very much. And so alive right now, it's the Goo Goo Dolls.
If you don't try, took it to the edge. Now I know I'm never gonna live if you're too scared to die. Gonna disconnect from the hard wire. Time to raise a flag for the ceasefire. Stand down the hole inside me. Look in your mirror and make a peace with the enemy.
Hey, 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 hey.
I'm so alive, I'm so alive, I'm so alive. You can make it on a wish if you want to. You can make it on a wish if you want to. I'm so alive, I'm so alive, I'm so alive. You can make it on a wish if you want to. You can make it on a wish if you want to. Up my heart like a shotgun, blinded by the light of a new sun. Get up, get up, get out, get done for the first.
first time I feel like someone. Breaking down the walls in my own mind. Keeping my faith for the bad times. Get up, stand like a champion. Take it to the world, gonna sing it like an anthem. Hey, hey. Find it on my own. Never gonna live if you're too scared to die.
This is Phoenix FM.
Join me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8pm. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe. My album of the week, interviews, news and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
It pays to listen.
Ow! And her daddy was a dentist.
on, I know, you know, I know you'll remember me. And you know, I know, you know, yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember you. And I know, you know, I hope, yeah, you, yeah, yeah, remember how we danced.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How we danced.
One Direction there with the best song ever. Well, who knows? I think this one's not bad either. It's the new one from Jungkook and Usher. I thought it was going to continue. It's on the computer. It said it got a few more seconds to go. But there you go. To take us to news time at 2 o'clock now is new music from Luke Combs.
Was a pit mix, she was just skin and bones. Daddy found in a deep ditch on his way home. He said she hopped right up when he opened his door. When you feel that kind of feeling, son, you found yours. The age of 17, worked all summer long, washing cars and pulling weeds from your neighbor's lawn. Well, it wasn't no king ranch, but she was paid for. And you find that kind of freedom, buddy, you found yours. Whoa, whoa, you found yours. That living, breathing reason you've been looking for. Whoa, whoa, don't need nothing more. When you feel that kind of feeling, yeah. An old boy's prayer, way out of your league, but you didn't care. When you stole that kiss on her daddy's front porch, that feeling that you're feeling, buddy, you found yours. Whoa, the two little feet running up and down the hall. Now it's plain as day what you're down here for. You were looking for a reason, buddy, you found yours.
Whoa, whoa, you found yours. Now living, breathing reason you've been looking for.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News. From the Sky.